In today's episode, I am offering a little bit of encouragement for those of you out there who have been doing it, who've been working hard, and may not even be getting thank yous for what it is you're doing. We are talking about that in today's podcast, so make sure you join me on the inside. If you are a woman of faith and you want practical support in the areas of faith, focus, or finances, especially if you are an entrepreneur, then you are in the absolute right place. I am Dr. T. I am a certified executive coach, a woman of faith, a serialpreneur, and I absolutely love to coach women who have a desire to grow in those three areas. So if you know that that's you, I want you to hang out with me for a while because I am absolutely sure you will be blessed. Hey there, it's your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode of Faith, Focus, and Finances, where we are talking about what we need to do in those three areas for women all over the world while we are here on this side of heaven, so that we could be not only our best selves, but we can impact those that we are supposed to impact. I am so glad that you guys are still with me. Those of you who've been with me, as I like to say, from day one, the A1s from day one, those who may have, this might be your very first podcast. You stumbled on us for some sort of reason. I am glad you're here because you're here in purpose and on purpose. And as I was sitting here trying to think about what I wanted to say in the podcast today, it dawned on me that I wanted to do this before, just offer you some encouragement. Right? That literally encouragement is the topic for today. Man, you're out there doing so much. My sister, you are out there. And if you're my brothers, you're listening, you are out there doing it. You're out there trying to live a good life, trying to stay pleasing in God's sight, trying to chase after God's own heart. You might even be in a season where you're in a valley. And oftentimes in the valley, it seems like it is impossible to hear from God. You might have been in a valley. You might be in a valley for a very, very long time. Some of us go through valleys for months at a time, years at a time, decades. Like if you are old enough to say you've been in a valley for decades, it is not always easy. And let me actually say this the real way. It's hard. It's frustrating. It can sometimes feel overwhelming. Sometimes, you know, you might be in a job where you might be the only believer, only one acting like a believer. I said it and I ain't taking it back. You might be the only one. And you know what? You have to be the light that shines. You have to be the God that people see. People sometimes are looking at you. They're not looking at God. They're looking at the God in you. They're looking at you. And if you are representing the Messiah, if you're representing the Father, they want to see how we're handling stress and pressure, how we are human. And watch this. Sometimes people sometimes may be looking at you to fail. But I know that we serve a gracious and a merciful God, a forgiving God that is going to be with us no matter what. And as long as I think we are human, and as long as we can be honest and transparent about our growth and what we have to do better, I think God will honor that. I am encouraging you to take some time for yourself, to love on yourself this week. If you can't do it today at the time you're listening to this podcast, make sure you schedule some time in this week because you deserve it. As I get older, it really took me getting older, right? You know, you start to get older and you start to realize that I have to love on myself way, way, way more. And I'm going to tell you what, for me, I'm actually getting it for some sister friends that are younger than me, and I'm absolutely loving it. I am encouraging you to get connected with people. You know how you get connected with people? You start conversations. Like in my older age, I don't know how to make friends, but I do know how to give somebody a hug because I'm a hugger. I do know how to compliment someone. I'm encouraging you to do that. I'm encouraging you to put that smile on your face. You never know that the hug that you might give someone, the smile that you might put on your face, the encouragement that you might share with someone could literally save someone's life. I'm talking literally save someone's life. I'm encouraging you to make sure that when God pricks your spirit to make a phone call, that you do that. When he puts it on your heart to pray for someone, you do that. You may not even remember someone's name. It might be someone that you saw in the supermarket, or it might be someone that you glanced over at while you were driving, whomever it is. When God places them on your heart, go into prayer for that person. If it's someone that you need to send a text message to, just do it. Watch this. I know that oftentimes we might have friends or family members that might take too much from us. They may take of our time, our talent, our resources, our energy. And sometimes it's like, God, I want to connect with them, but I just don't have the energy to go into all the negativity that's going to come. Send them a message, right? Like send them a message, tell them that you love them. Every call that happens to you, that comes to your way, and every text message that comes your way, you know you don't have to answer all those, right? Like you don't, and it's okay. And you know, when people get mad at maybe some of the decisions that you made for yourself, that's okay as well. Like we can't, I remember at one of my young sister's birthday party this past weekend, she had one of her friends there, and her friends was talking about how she sometimes wouldn't celebrate herself because, you know, she wanted to invite someone, but then she, you know, maybe only had limited space, or she may have thought that, you know, this other person would have been upset if, you know, she didn't invite them. And she said, so I just don't do anything. And I said, don't ever not celebrate you because what you think someone may be thinking about you. You know, celebrate you. I'm encouraging you to celebrate you. You know, it doesn't, I remember one of my sorority sisters had a 64th birthday party, and it was huge. It was huge. Like, you know, rented out of the room, catered the whole nine, MC, I was the MC. Just like all this sort of stuff. And I said, this one is the only one that would have a non-important birthday number and make it big. It was the number 64. Like, who does that? But that's what she wanted to do to celebrate her, right? And I love it. It doesn't have to be a birthday. It doesn't have to be a special occasion for you to decide to, you want to celebrate you. Maybe you want to spend some time with those that you love and make a date for it. Just say, you know what? I want to do something special on this Friday. And let's just do this. And matter of fact, let's dress up to do it, right? Like you could dress up to go to fast food. Like make up your own rules. Life is too short to always be staying in line with where the current is, with where everybody else is doing things. One of my sister friends, I mean, I'm telling you, this young lady is just pouring into me. She don't even know how much she is. And, you know, I talked to her about clothes and makeup and all that type of stuff. And you know, she talks about loving herself a lot. Like, I love me. I want to feel good for me, right? I want to do this because it makes me feel good. And I'm encouraging you to make sure that you are spending some time putting on something, doing something, loving you in the way that you want to love you. We are sometimes so engaged with money to get to another level. And sometimes we could just stop right here. And I'm not talking about just, you know, spending it on frivolous things all the time, but I'm saying do some things nice for you. Date yourself. I love going out to lunch with myself on Fridays. That's generally my Sabbath. And when I am doing my Sabbath correctly, because I'm getting there, I love to go to this one restaurant. It's like an Asian fusion restaurant. And there's just one, I get the same thing when I'm gonna tell you I'm a creature of habit, you guys, I get the same exact thing all the time. And I take my iPad and I read, and it makes me feel so good. I'm not on anybody's time frame. I'm not on anyone's schedule. I'm just out. I'm loving life. I'm into myself. I am reading, and it just feels good. That, like, I look forward to it, right? I made sure the other day that while I have some of my paint supplies away from me right now in storage, and I wanted to start painting some more. And so I just got a few things and I'm like, I got to do this for me. You know, learning the bass guitar, that's for me. That is solely for me. People are like, what? You're teaching yourself the bass? One of my girls was like, that does sound like you. Like people just don't go get a bass. Well, I did because I wanted one and I wanted to learn how to play it. Like, love on you. I'm just giving you examples of some of the things that I'm doing. So I'm encouraging you, get a pair of shoes that are crazy. And wear them because you wear them. You know what we have to do is we have to get back to some of those, that childlike feeling, right? Like, I remember when my son, I got him these cowboy boots. I don't think he was more than what, 2 or 3 years old. When I tell you he loved them things, he wouldn't wear them with socks. He wore them with his Halloween outfit. He wore them in shorts because he loved them. You know how you'll see a little girl walking around and she got on a tutu for no reason at all, just because she wanted to wear a tutu or a princess, you know, outfit. That's the love we have to get back to. Doing something because we absolutely love to do it and for no other reason. I'm encouraging you. You see, I keep harping on that thing, and I'm encouraging you that I feel like I want to say this. There are some of us who are living in a place where there's a lot that we have to forgive ourselves for. There's a lot that we have to forgive ourselves for. And I'm going to encourage you to not try to forgive yourself for everything, but just try to forgive yourself for one thing. Start out with something small. Start out with something small that maybe you should have got up an hour early and you didn't, and you forgive yourself for that, because sometimes we are carrying way too much stuff and it is holding us down. This is the vision that God has given me right now. God is trying to put you on an airplane to take you to a height that you have never seen before, but the airplane can't get off the ground because you have too much baggage you're carrying. That might bless somebody right now. So God is saying, I am ready to take you. We flying the plane, it's fueled up. We ready to go, but it's just too heavy because there's too much you are carrying that you have to let go. You're trying to take too many people with you, and it don't have that many seats on the plane. Good God of mercy. And so you have to make some decisions that some people have to go. Some people just can't get on the plane because they are not supposed to. It is not designed for them to go to the level you're supposed to go. I know you want them to go. I know you love them. I know they've been rocking with you since the beginning. I know you had plans with them, but God is saying that they are not supposed to go. We keep asking God to bless us, and God is saying, I've already blessed you. The plane is ready to go. I'm waiting on you to get on the plane with less stuff. Take what you need. And you don't need anything else because I know where we're going. You don't know where we're going. I know where we're going. And I want that to be an encouragement to you, that the Father knows where you are supposed to go. And I know you've had conversations with God, and you've kind of had some ideas about where you want to go, and really in a lot of respects, how you want to get there. But God is trying to do something new. And when we completely surrender, right? Completely surrender. And I'm talking about those hard places to surrender. For some of us, it's money. That's a hard place to surrender for some of us. And I'm telling you to just get started. That's a hard place. For some of us, it's relationships. That's a hard place to surrender. For some of us, it's getting married. That's a hard place to surrender. For others, it might be having children. That's a hard place to surrender. All of these places that I'm talking about are hard places to surrender. A job, hard place to surrender. Where we live, a house, vehicle, hard places to surrender. They're just hard. And let's not talk about combinations of these places, right? They're just some hard places to surrender. But when we get to the point where we can surrender those places to God, those idols, I said it, I'm not taking it back. I know I have them too. Those idols, those things that we put on a pedestal, people we have put there, things that we look at and we yearn for more than we yearn for God. There are some things, watch, I'll say it like that. There were some things that has taken up so much real estate in our thinking that we need to start charging it rent. I said it, and I'm not taking it back. We have given so much energy to some things. Can you just think about this? Are you giving those things that you desire more energy than you're giving to God? My God in heaven, right? Like, what are we giving our time to? And every day, God, I'm asking God for all of us to be able to break down those strongholds so that God can do what God wants to do. This is the encouragement. The encouragement is to seek after him. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. First, not second, not retrospectively, not retroactively, but first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, right? And all these things will be added unto you. If I misquoted it, y'all know what I'm talking about. Seek him first. Seek him first. And you know what? It's never easy. And I'm glad that I'm on this journey. I'm glad that I can look back on what I've been doing as it relates to podcasting, for example, for the last year, and see the growth that I've made. I'm glad there is time that is marked with some things that are going on. I'm glad. I want you guys to take the time to look back. And if you're not satisfied with where you are, I want you to decide to do something different. Is that going to be challenging for some? Absolutely. But I'm telling you, if we have faith, the faith of a mustard seed, we can say to that mountain, mountain, just be removed. You know, I used to think when I was a kid, when I remember when my mom had gotten us some necklaces, and it was this little glass, you know, little thing, little, probably, you know, air, you know, glass blown, and it had a mustard seed in it. And I used to think, I couldn't understand how the faith of that little seed could move that physical mountain, because I was young and I didn't understand it, right? Like, how can I say, tell this mountain to move and that mountain would be removed? And then I grew up. Right. Then I grew up and I understood that the mountain was metaphorical. Right. That there could be something that is large in my life as a mountain. It could be a relationship that's looming large. It could be finances that's looming large. It could be where it is that we want to go in our business that's looming large. It could be someone in our way that's looming large. And we have the faith of a mustard seed. We could tell that thing, you know what? I'm one of God's chosen ones. And I'm saying, this has got to go. This has got to go. And have the faith that it will be done. Have the faith that it will be done. Like, I'm so just excited about being able to speak to you guys this way through this podcast, to be able to encourage you today to be your best self. Forgive yourself. Start small. Do some things for yourself. Love on yourself. Be encouraged. Take that act of faith, that next step, whatever that next step in the journey is, and know that God will meet you there if you're chasing after his own heart. And remember that I said, God has an airplane that is waiting for you to take you to a height that you have never imagined, but he cannot get started if you don't let go of some of the baggage. That's what you have to do. It's not going to be easy, but I'm going to tell you what, get a little older, you'll find out. You'll find out that life is too short. You don't want to deal with all that stuff anyway. And you want to just cut bait. You just want to cut bait. I'm telling you, some people you'll let go. God is trying to make room for other people to walk into your life. I just heard him say that to me right here, right now. He is trying to have new people walk into your life, but he can't, because we are still giving too much of our time to dead places, to places that God is trying to prune from us. And that, remember that pruning is a process that may feel painful, but it's absolutely necessary. It's absolutely necessary for our growth and for our development. And I'm encouraging you. I'm encouraging you to stay strong. I'm encouraging you to take the steps that you need to take, go where you need to go, do what it is you need to do, because I believe that if we are doing what God wants us to do on this side of heaven, we will get the blessings that we should have on this side of heaven. And I do believe at the end of the day, God will be glorified. I hope that there was something I said that was a blessing to your spirit. I am thankful that you are listening to this. If you would be so inclined, send this podcast to a sister friend who might need some encouragement. I love you guys, and I'll see you in the next episode. Hey there, before you go, I'd really appreciate it if you took a second to click on that like, follow, or subscribe button. You can even download this episode for later or send it to a sister friend that may need it, because those are the things that are going to help us grow. Also in the description, if you'd be so kind as to click on that donation button, that is really what's going to take us into the next stratosphere. Your support and help with this, because it takes a lot to get this podcast going, and I know that it'll continue to be a blessing. Thank you so much in advance for your support.